This is Magic on the BelowTopSecret.com general talk feed. And the topic is of me, Magic on Magic, the ultimate vanity pod thread. oh, man. I'm sure all my fellow members think of this as filler. hey, you know, it's sort of like an audio blog. You know, dear diary, dear pod thread. What I did today, oh, and so-and-so is making me mad, and, you know, if only so-and-so, another person, understood, and, you know, so, yeah, Magic's little audio blog. And it's all about me. Yeah, before, been hitting the board pretty hard lately, just kind of getting the last ATS fix in before I hit the road tomorrow. Let's see, here my time, it's about 7:50 p.m., and I'm supposed to get up at... about 3. So I got to be on the road by 5. I got a little more packing to do. Yeah, you know, I really should do some more packing soon. Yes, soon. But first, I need to check the forums a little bit. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, 2 weeks. Roughly 2 weeks. You know, 2 week hiatus and actually heading out on a road trip. So, and yeah, I take my laptop along, so I might be able to check in while I'm out there, you know, just because I'm such an addict. But, you know, I might be off the board for 2 weeks. I might even be off the board for longer than 2 weeks if when I get back I decide that I just need to focus on my art, you know, because I'm a temperamental artiste. And may decide that, no, okay, I'm not going to get back into the forums just yet. I'm going to focus on my albums. Got a couple of more albums up there on the way. And I got to get to work on my albums, you know, as Paul McCartney might put it. But or finishing up my my fan fiction. I started as a fan fiction. It's basically a novel. It's 130,000 words already. It's a big fan fiction. But yeah, I actually wrote it to be a novel, so I don't know. And I'd like to finish that. I mean, I know how it ends. The butler did it. But so I might just do that. So, you know, it might be longer than 2 weeks. So, you know, I figure I might as well do a, hey, I'm about to head out the door thing. And it's good to unplug now and then, I think, especially for hardcore ATS addicts like yours truly. It's nice to just disengage, do other things, live life a little, get off the computer, and get out and about. And this is going to be fun, get out and traveling and stuff. But of course, right before I go, of course, we have to have some of the coolest drama I've seen since I've been here, you know, and being the drama aficionado that I am. Oh, yeah. It's just, you know, all right. I admit it. You know, I guess I'm the ATS equivalent of a Jerry Springer fan. You just got to love this, you know. You know, seeing all the drama on the board, you know, who's cheating who, you know, and it's like, yeah, you know, I'm not even going to go there. But, yeah, one of the things this does, especially as we, you know, we're getting a lot of new members in that are coming to check out this whole Pentagon attack thing, you know, did a 757, didn't a 757, you know, and then the great debates that are going to form around that with the Fine Focus Initiative. And one of the things that this is doing, I think it's really healthy when we get a lot of new members like this, especially new members with attitudes, you know, coming in. It's like, this place, you know, you ain't all that, you know. Yeah, you know, it's like coming in the board. It's like, yeah, this place ain't nothing special. And I think it's kind of cool. Of course, they'll tend to be defensive. I know I tend to be. And it's like, yeah, I think I need to chill out. But one of the things about this, though, is that it does inspire introspection. You know, it's good to look at ourselves every now and then and say, all right, are we too full of ourselves? Are we just too satisfied? Are we too smug? Are we too pleased with ourselves? Well, okay, speaking only for myself, sure. That's business as usual for me. But as a community, you know, are we, you know, do these expressions apply to us? And maybe they do. Maybe they do to a certain degree or, you know, to some degree or another. I would have to assume that they do. The question is, are these, you know, are these unjustified? Are these sentiments unjustified? To the extent that they are, then we're deceiving ourselves. And of course, that's bad. But to the extent that they aren't, well, it's okay to acknowledge who we are if that's the truth, you know. I'm really quite proud of the philosophies that, I mean, you know, I actually feel like I'm a better person because I'm an ATS member. When I joined the board over a year and a half ago, you know, I didn't think of myself as a bad person, but, you know, I really feel like I've grown tremendously in the time I've been here. And, you know, I'm not young. I'm in my mid-40s. And yet, in the short period of time that I've been on ATS, just a little over a year and a half, I feel like I've grown more than I did prior to the time I came here. You know, I think I've grown more in a year and a half than I did in over four decades of living prior to that. I mean, maybe that's an exaggeration, but my whole outlook on life has changed dramatically since I came to ATS. And that is entirely as a consequence of my interactions with other members here on the boards. And, you know, it's easy for people to dismiss these kinds of online interactions as not being important. But if online interactions literally change your life, doesn't that make them at least somewhat important? I mean, hey, you know, if it totally changes the way you look at the world, I would call that fairly important. So this notion that just because ATS is an online community, and this notion that just because ATS tends to focus on conspiracy theories, well, that's not all we do here. You know, we do a lot more here. And I have learned so much from my fellow members. It's incredible. And, you know, what I consider a good sign is that over time, I find the rate of things that I learn is actually going up. You know, it's actually, as I'm starting to get better tuned into just what the dealio is here, I'm finding that what I'm getting out of ATS is actually, accelerating in terms of its value. You know, we all go through periods of board burn and stuff like that, and, that's natural, but, you know, I come back after these periods of board burn. And yet, and look at, and well, lo and behold, you know, and, so, you know, and this year is going to be a busy year for me. I'm going to be doing a lot of non-ATS stuff, but as I look forward, you know, and I'm looking at doing a lot of albums. I'm looking at doing, you know, some more writing. I want to do a second novel. I want to finish my first, get started on my next one. I want to do something different. Maybe about aliens. And so I'm going to be a busy little beaver this year, but at the same time, one of the things I'm considering about all this is I don't want to work ATS out of my plans. And that actually kind of brings me, Seeker of is talking about, you know, Seeker of posted tonight, talking about, hey, goodbye ATS. And Seeker of, if you should catch wind of this, I understand the feeling, especially when you're talking about going off pursuing a graduate degree and really, you know, you're gonna be working your butt off. That's a given. That everyone knows that. But my suggestion is, you know, Ricky, don't lose that number. what you're going to find is you can't be, you know, you're going to be doing this graduate work, stuff like that, but you can't be doing that 24/7. And what I think you might find is, sure, you can't spend the kind of time on ATS that you've been spending on it. Understood. But what I recommend doing is don't necessarily rule out dropping in now and then. And I think what you might find is that the interaction and information that you find on ATS, even while you're going through grad school, might be just the right catalyst for helping you get over some of the humps that you're going to find in grad school. You know, especially, you know, it can get kind of grim. You know, I'm not a college guy, but I know a lot of people who are, and, I've seen what it's like for PhDs going through and, you know, writing up their dissertations, having to submit their committees, and I don't envy them, you know, and, you know, you're in for quite a ride, I'm sure. But at the same time, I think that it might be wise to allow for some variety in your life. And that includes, you know, just check in every now and then, you know, you don't have to be, you know, trolling the board like I tend to, or like you tend to. We both, you know, you talk about trolls, you and me are both, we're some pretty serious trolls. But anyway, my point being about that is just because you got other things going on in life doesn't mean that you have to write ATS out of it. Yeah, it can be difficult to push away from the keyboard, you know, and I know that feeling because I'm going through it right now. I should be really packing right now. I mean, I got some clothes in the washer and dryer, but, you know, I probably should be more packed right now than I am. But you know what? I'll get up tomorrow, or I guess in about, 7 hours, and I'm going to do some last minute packing. I'm going to go, and I'm going to forget something, but that's tradition. Whenever you go on a long trip, you must forget something. As long as it's not like forgetting to bring socks and underwear or forgetting to turn off, you know, the faucet or the stove before I leave, then I'll be okay. Anyway, here's another rant, a ramble. It's not even a rant. It's more of a ramble. You know, magic on magic. All about me. and I really need to get packing. So I'll close this up. But, you know, before I do, I just need to check the forums one more time. God, I'm pathetic. And I love it. Be well, friends.